Moving right along here with Dr. Wayne Pond coming on with the word. The word is Wayne. How's it going, Dr. Pond?
Hey, Nikki. You know what you get from a dreamy radio station?
No.
You get dream service and a dreamy DJ. You're standing right next to him.
Oh, I knew that. I thought you were going to give me something new.
Chapel Hill's original Stud Muffin. There he is. Run, Stud Muffin, dreamy DJ.
Are those more expensive than blueberry muffins?
No.
All right, guys. Talk about deflation. There it is.
Oh.
All right. Well, listen, apropos of this, that, and the other, and maybe sort of including last night's clown car debate, I thought I'd...
Did you watch?
I watched bits and pieces of it, Ron. I confess that I, even after all these years, I've developed, or maybe because of all these years, I've developed a sort of allergy or tolerance, you know, for the times when you just got to walk away, turn the volume down.
Yeah, exactly. So,
well, apropos of all of that, I have a term for you that I know you're just going to love. Ron, this will take you back to all those serious years of study that you put into ancient history. The word of the term of the day is Cadmean victory. Cadmean victory. C as in cat. C-A-D. M-E-A-N, C-A-D-M-E-A-N, followed by the word victory. A Cadmean victory is a victory that comes at a great cost, not only to the victor, but to the vanquished as well. Cadmus, you will recall, was the Greek mythological figure who founded Thebes, who introduced writing into Greek culture. And when he was when he was establishing Thebes, he fought a battle with a dragon. Now the story is that Cadmus won, but only five of his the good guys survived. So therefore, we have a Cadmean victory. Nikki, who is the Cadmean victor from last night's spectacle? You want to take a guess?
I didn't look in the clown car last night.
Well, I didn't watch it either, Wayne, but just based on what I'm hearing this morning, I think Carly Fiorina would be the got a Cadmean victory over Donald Trump. That's what I'm hearing.
I think you're right. That seems to be the
Doesn't it mean a battle with a dragon with bad hair?
And probably bad breath too.
Not getting close enough to determine that.
Was that necessary? Of course it was. So, all right, there it is. Cadmean victory, your word or term of the day. C-A-D-M-E-N, followed by the word victory. Mm-hmm. It's all about a victory that comes at a great cost to both the victor and vanquished. Let's hope that they all level the field with one another, shall we?
Yeah. We can only hope. Hey,
talk to you tomorrow. Be good. Bye-bye.
Thank you, buddy.